Hey, good Tuesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. Pet Sounds and Good Vibrations, Mrs. Robinson, Be My Baby, Strangers in the Night. These boots are made for walking, even the Byrds version of Mr. Tambourine Man. So what do they all have in common? Hal Blaine, the drummer of the legendary collective of session musicians known as the Wrecking Crew, the de facto house band for Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. Blaine, who came up with the name Wrecking Crew and whose band once featured Leon Russell and Glenn Campbell, has passed away at the age of 90. No cause of death was given. Talk about prolific. Nobody has anything on this guy. Blaine played on more than 35,000 recordings, including during the period between 1966 and 1971, when he played on 6 consecutive Grammy Record of the Year winners. That's got to be a record. Hal Blaine, for sure a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame lifetime achiever, and trivia alert, whose drumming can be heard on the themes to The Brady Bunch and Three's Company, has passed away at the age of 90. Well, a disturbing story in record label land. Nan Warshaw, who co-founded Bloodshot Records, whose current and former artists include The Bottle Rockets, Justin Towns Earl, Nico Case, Andrew Bird, The Old 97s, Alejandro Escovedo, and Robbie Fulks. Well, she has left the company following allegations that her domestic partner, musician Mark Panic, physically groped and verbally and digitally harassed very talented Americana rocker and Bloodshot artist Lydia Loveless. Loveless also accused Panic, frontman of the bands Bone Men of Barumba and Razor House, of sexual predation. Remaining co-founder Rob Miller will continue leading Bloodshot Records. Boise, Idaho indie rockers Built to Spill are launching a massive tour to celebrate their 20th anniversary of their opus Keep It Like a Secret. When I say massive, I mean like 80 dates this summer. And yes, no strangers to stops in our area. Doug March and company will play Fargo June 25th at the Fargo Brewing Company. They will be performing Keep It Like a Secret in its entirety. That's a good score for Fargo. On this day in music history, March 12th, 1967, the debut album by the Velvet Underground and Nico, you know, the one with the big banana on the front cover, was released. Birthdays, we got James Taylor, keyboardist Bill Payne of Little Feat, and guitarist Graham Coxon of Blur. And that is a wrap for music news. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on!